I will exalt and I will rejoice in thee. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In the epistle of today's Mass for this great doctor or teacher of the Church, and he was a very great preacher too, his name is St. Peter Golden Word, because everyone loved his sermon so much they were considered, it was considered that his words were like coins of gold falling out of his mouth. Well, in his epistle, St. Paul, he often tells us this. We often read this epistle during the year, children. He says, be sober, which means not only don't get drunk, but it also means be kind of quiet and low-key and self-possessed and don't get carried away with things. Be sober. But today, I think it would be good for us to think about the opposite of being sober, being full of joy, all excited, and all enthusiastic about something. Sometimes when St. Peter Christologus was giving a sermon, and he always preached very short sermons, that could be a secret of his popularity as a preacher, very short sermons, but sometimes he would get so excited, children, about what he was talking about with the people, that he couldn't speak. Did that ever happen to you? Usually not. When we get very excited, we actually speak quite a bit. And then St. Peter would always insist that the people not only listen to him, but pray for him and pray with him. He always wanted them to do that. So sometimes he just had to stop preaching for a while because he was just so full of the Holy Ghost and his fire, his love of God. Then the people would cry, and they would pray and beseech our Lord, and pretty soon he would find his voice again and he could finish his sermon. Children, this is a season of the year for being excited, isn't it? Some of you may be excited about Christmas and what presents you'll be getting, or perhaps someone special is coming for a visit, or some special activity you've been promised, or just going on Christmas vacation is something to look forward to and be excited about. But all of us should be excited about Christmas, Christ's Mass, and our Lord coming again, and our Blessed Mother, her great feast this Saturday. There's lots for us to be getting enthusiastic about. Now, something that we do every day, it's hard to be enthusiastic about. Say, like the sermon. Hard for the priest always to be enthusiastic about it, and hard for the people, too. Do you know how I can tell when I've been talking too long? Because then people start to sort of wrestle. And you know how I can tell when it's been a very good sermon? Nobody moves until the very end. Not because I'm looking at them, as they sometimes look at you, and woe betide you if you get too sort of rustly. But, I mean, people sometimes on their own, just without even being looked at, pay quite a bit of attention. Sometimes they get excited if the preacher is excited. We're all excited about God in his holy word. That's a wonderful way to be. That's why, of course, St. Peter gave short sermons, and when you're little, you have short classes, because if it were too long, it would be too long for your attention span, and you might get, God forbid, bored and then distracted. So sometimes the best things in life are short. Advent is short, isn't it? Let's make every day count and really be excited about longing for our Lord to come and be our Redeemer, and looking forward not just to the presents and the celebration and the no school part, although that's all very nice, but let's look forward to Jesus coming and his birthday and celebrating it with our Blessed Mother and St. Joseph and all the saints. Christmas is a wonderful time. You know what the Germans used to do today, children? They would cut a branch of a tree that flowers usually in the spring, and they would cut one branch and put it into water, and that would be called St. Barbara's branch. And they would watch it every day and keep it in water in a windowsill, and they say if all is right, the tree will blossom. That one little branch you put inside will blossom at Christmas. I did it once, and it blossomed for me at Epiphany. So why don't you try that today? Find a tree that wouldn't mind having a little tiny branch cut off and that usually has flowers in the spring. Cut it and put it in. And let that be a reminder to you about getting excited about our Lord's coming and all of the graces that will be with us at Christmas. That's how St. Barbara was. her father, she was a princess, I think, and she had a palace, and her father didn't want her wandering around, so he kept her locked up in the palace, and he built her a great tower with two windows. But somehow, once when her father was away on a trip, she got talking to some Christians, and pretty soon she invited all of the Christian teachers possible, including the great philosopher Origen, and she got so excited about our holy faith that she got a priest to come and baptize her in her palace. And she got so excited that since the tower had two windows, she thought, I'd better put in a third in honor of the Blessed Trinity, three persons, one God. And so she did. That's why you see St. Barbara with a tower very often, and in the tower you can count three windows. Well, when her father got back, he got very excited, but in a bad way, because he was a pagan, I'm afraid, and he didn't like our Lord. He hated our holy faith. And so he handed her over to the judges, and then the judges were not successful in putting her to death, so he said, I'll put her to death myself. Imagine that. And he did, and as soon as he did so, lightning and thunder came down from heaven and killed him as a God's punishment. That was the end of him. And St. Barbara is a saint about getting excited about our faith and loving it very, very much. There we have that two things, sermons and the faith to be excited about, but most of all, that's that St. Barbara and St. Peter the Golden Words to make us to be excited about Christmas. In the coming of Jesus Christ. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.